And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 5th of May, 2011, Cinco de Mayo, celebrating the Mexican victory over the French in the Battle of Puebla in 1862. Mexico was in bad shape. The president, Benito Juarez, announced that they could no longer pay their foreign debts temporarily, so the French Navy showed up to collect and also to force regime change. France wanted a base of operations so they could aid the Confederacy in the American Civil War. But 4,000 ill-equipped Mexican soldiers defeated 8,000 well-armed French, which kept Napoleon from aiding the cause of the Confederacy, and which has become a celebration of Mexican heritage in this country. Not so much in Mexico, except in the state of Puebla, but it's become very popular in this country, especially after beer companies decided to promote the holiday. It's the birthday of the journalist Nellie Bly. Her real name was Elizabeth Jane Cochran, born in Pennsylvania, Armstrong County, 1864. She was 23 years old when she went to New York City, and she got a job on Joseph Pulitzer's New York World. And she set out to write about the poor and about the way women were exploited in factories. She wrote an expose of a lunatic asylum in New York for women. She went undercover, got herself committed to the asylum, and wrote about the appalling conditions there. And 2 years later, she went on a trip around the world to beat the fictitious record of Phileas Fogg in Jules Verne's novel Around the World in 80 Days. Nellie Bly traveled east, and she made the journey in 72 days, 6 hours, 11 minutes, and 14 seconds. 1914, she went to work as America's first female war correspondent, writing from the front lines of World War I for almost 5 years. It's the birthday of Michael Palin, born Sheffield, England, 1943, an alumnus of Monty Python, who's made a second career hosting travel shows for television, including one in which she tried to recreate Around the World in 80 Days, and most recently did a documentary on Armistice Day called The Last Day of World War I. Here's a poem for today by March Piercy, The Tao of Touch. What magic does touch create that we crave it so, that babies do not thrive without it, that the nurse who cuts tough nails and sands calluses on the elderly tells me sometimes men weep as she rubs lotion on their feet. Yet the touch of a stranger, the bumping or predatory thrust in the subway, is like a slap. We long for the familiar, the open palm of love, its tender fingers. It is our hands that tamed cats into pets, not our food. The widow looks in the mirror, thinking no one will ever touch me again, never, nor hold me, not caress the softness of my breasts, my inner thighs, the swell of my belly. Do I still live if no one knows my body? We touch each other so many ways, in curiosity, in anger, to command attention, to soothe, to quiet, to rouse, to cure. Touch is our first language, and often our last, as the breath ebbs and a hand closes our eyes. The Tao of Touch by March Piercy, from The Hunger Moon, New and Selected Poems, 1980 to 2010, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices, at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.